Rideshare users in Las Vegas have a new option to get around, and the company behind it is hoping the service will get riders more used to the idea of being driven by artificial intelligence. Halo is offering vehicles that'll be driven to users. Those users will become the drivers to get where they want to go and then leave the cars there. The service relies on a strong 5G system, and Halo hopes to roll out more vehicles in more parts of Vegas and then eventually to other cities as well. Joanne Muller has written about this. She's the transportation correspondent at Axios, and she spoke more about it with my co-host Mark Brody. And he asked her about these Halo cars and whether they're kind of like training wheel versions of self-driving cars.
I think training wheels are the perfect way to put it, really. These are cars that will come to you with no one behind the wheel, and you will get in and drive off to wherever it is that you're going, and then you get out of the vehicle, and the vehicle drives itself away. Now, the secret here is there's no autonomy at all. These cars are actually being driven by remote control, by somebody sitting in an office somewhere behind a couple of computer screens with a steering wheel and some controls and some foot pedals. And they are sort of in the background making the car come to you. But it's really cool because it gives people a little bit of taste of what autonomous vehicles might be like. Because you'll see it coming to you and it'll be kind of spooky, like a ghost is coming and pulls up right in front of you.
So is the hope from Halo's perspective that by doing it this way, sort of a baby steps approach, that people will maybe get over their fear, their apprehension of using fully autonomous cars?
I think that's definitely part of it. There are a lot of surveys that show that people aren't quite in love with the idea of autonomous vehicles. You know, they think it might sound cool, but they say, I would never ride in one. And so this is a way to give people exposure. But let's not kid ourselves. It's also because Halo just doesn't have autonomous vehicle technology yet, the way Waymo does, for instance, in Phoenix.
But my understanding, though, is that by using these cars, it is helping Halo build up its autonomous vehicle fleet. It's helping with the artificial intelligence in the vehicles. Is that right?
Right, exactly. So in a way, Halo is learning from its customers, because as soon as I, as the customer, get in and drive away, the car is learning from the decisions that I make with the interactions that I have with other vehicles on the road, or cyclists or pedestrians or whatever. And all of that is being collected anonymously, but it's being collected and used to help cram, if you will, on what's needed to build out an autonomous system. And this is really no different, for instance, than what Tesla does every day. You know, Tesla, their cars are, as long as you authorize it in, you know, the fine print of your Tesla car, it is learning from its customers.
Are there other companies that are using the remote control driving aspect? Like, it almost sounds like either a video game or how drones are operated. Are there other cars on the road that are being operated by remote control like that right now?
Well, I believe it's actually required in every state that has any kind of autonomous vehicle testing going on, that there is a person watching remotely who could intervene if there's a problem. And certainly, even with Waymo in Phoenix, they have a huge command center where people are, you know, able to monitor these vehicles. And if one of them gets into trouble, they can both interact with the person inside the vehicle, but also help to navigate out of a problem. Now, Waymo is pretty far ahead of everyone else, and I don't think that they are ever remote controlling the vehicles. But it is, you know, for safety reasons, regulators in states that allow self-driving cars or self-driving car testing certainly require this. The other place it's being used, and this might actually be perhaps even more common, is in trucking. There are a handful of companies that have been working on remote control trucking to, for instance, let's say, drive the vehicle from a warehouse or a distribution center off the freeway, get it onto the freeway, and then the autonomy takes over from there.
So how do you see what Halo is doing fitting into the bigger picture of autonomous vehicles and the testing and the technology and the ultimate adoption of them to the extent that people will ultimately adopt them?
Well, I think it's actually a pretty smart way to enter the field. People want to figure out how this technology will fit into their lives. And so if you can expose people to it in a modest way, all of that is good toward figuring out how cars will drive themselves. But I think the overriding point to remember about all of this is that self-driving cars are going to come in very small doses. And you're seeing it in Phoenix with Waymo, right? They can drive in a certain geofenced area in Chandler and Tempe, but they don't go beyond that. And they don't drive in, they've tested in some other cities. Cruise is driving in San Francisco and they're going to launch their system there. Again, it is limited to certain areas. This is not the kind of thing that once you solve in one city, you just flip a switch and it works everywhere, because every city is different. And so people who are waiting for self-driving cars need to understand that even when, if they arrive in the next couple of years, and you could argue they're already here with Waymo, but it's going to be a very small fleet of vehicles, and it will take time for it to become, commonplace. And people like you and I are not going to own our own self-driving car. We're going to ride in a fleet that is operated as a robo-taxi service, or we're going to get our groceries or our pizza delivered by an autonomous vehicle.
All right, that is Joanne Muller, transportation correspondent at Axios. Joanne, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was fun.